USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are visiting an elementary school in Southern Virginia. It's part of a pitch for the sweeping new infrastructure program and its effect on schools. The President asked students how they liked at-home learning this past year.
I liked it.
Kids between 12 and the age of 15 could be eligible to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine soon. The FDA is reportedly poised to greenlight the shots as early as this week. 12-year-old Caleb Chung was part of Pfizer's vaccine trial program earlier this year.
I definitely hope we get back to whatever we would call normal. Eventually soon.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 per gallon.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook's oversight board will make a final decision this Wednesday about the fate of former President Trump's account. The oversight board is an independent group created by Facebook to review hot-button police choices. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The American Federation of Teachers engaged in a full-court press with the Centers for Disease Control and White House officials to halt recommendations to reopen in-person classrooms. That's according to emails obtained using the Freedom of Information Act. In a February 1st email, ATF Senior Director for Health Issues Kelly Tauntner writing, "Thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our President, Randy Weingarten." Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says this news comes as no surprise to him.
I'm not surprised. We've seen this for months now. The American Federation of Teachers have been involved saying teachers don't feel safe. That then, if you recall, Jen Psaki changed what Dr. Walensky said and said, well, because Dr. Walensky said they don't need to be vaccinated, and then suddenly the press secretary was saying they should, don't listen necessarily to the CDC director. All this has been going on at a time when, Dana, the science keeps showing more and more there's very little transmission within schools. In fact, there's much larger transmission in the community when you keep kids out of school. Kids are not big spreaders. Kids, especially young ones, don't get particularly sick.
And finally, Fort Bliss in Texas is the first U.S. Army installation to get its own tattoo shop. Fort Bliss Exchange General Manager Michael Brennan saying two Air Force bases have tattoo shops, but this is the first one on an Army base. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.